Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Hello, Monday.
Rain is coming. We're supposed to get some rain on and off all day.
Yeah, my dark sky just went off and said rain, light rain is coming. Yeah.
It's all day, on and off. But
okay,
tonight, like after 11, it's supposed to get, we could get big storms.
Okay, all
and
right.
And like 2 inches of rain.
Ooh, we need it.
Yeah, don't we need it?
Yes, I have a beautiful, we just love this bush in the corner. I know this sounds old man-ish, but it's one of the first bushes we planted. And this thing has grown out of control awesome. And then that drought, we didn't get much winter. And then I notice it's dying from the inside out. And so every day I go and water it with a hose. I'm like, it's okay, buddy.
It's like, dude, I'm already rotten on the inside. You can't save me. You're like, but I'm trying.
You don't put sprinklers out?
No, we have, we installed those sprinklers, but that doesn't hit that corner. It's just in a weird corner. By the patio, and I would soak
very
the whole patio. So.
You're still struggling to hit the corners. Such is life. Seems like those sprinklers are always on when you don't need them on.
I know. That's what it feels
the
like. Hottest,
anyone that you know has sprinklers on the hottest day, they're not on. Yeah. And you walk out.
But then it's like a thunderstorm.
And they're going.
And it's going.
Yes. So true. And it's funny. It's that you don't, I mean, you have sprinklers that go out and you don't run through the sprinklers, which I don't understand why we don't. I think it'd be weird maybe if the neighbors saw us.
As an adult, running through your sprinklers?
Running through our sprinklers.
Why not, man?
You're living life, man.
Go get it.
It's like a
Go
country
get it.
Song.
All right. All right,
well,
today.
We have Husker tickets, right?
Yes.
We're gonna start the chances to get qualified.
Sure.
So good.
To become a season ticket holder. And that first game in Ireland.
It's coming up, man. Let's
think about
weeks.
That today. It's like we should get, if you're a fan and you're in Dublin for the first game, could you sneak over green balloons and let go of green?
That's a great idea. Why not?
I don't know what the laws are in Ireland. Maybe it's illegal to have.
They're like, no,
helium.
You can't.
Yeah, probably. All right, so we'll give you more details as we go here. But 7:30 is the big one. That's when we're going to give you that keyword. And we'll let you know what you're going to do with that keyword. So stay with us. News is next.
Oh, Google is really ramping up the campaign. Apple, stop bullying Android users. I'll tell you what's happening.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's your Channel 94.1 news update with Molly on the Big Party Morning Show.
Google turned up the heat last week on Apple. They launched on their website a whole campaign to have Apple start recognizing Google texts, Android users to iPhone. It's been a long battle, the blue bubble versus the green bubble.
Unless you're an Android, though, you don't really know what they're talking about.
Well, I mean, either way, if you're an Android or an Apple, like, you know, if you're an Android user going to an Apple user, that your texts don't go through the same way. And that's been the big disconnect. And as Apple, like, you can tell if somebody has an Android phone because you just look at your text and you're like, oh, you're green, not blue. So, like, videos don't go through the same way. They've been doing it on purpose, basically. And Google is coming at Apple, and they launched an entire website now, a whole campaign. It's time for Apple to knock it off. It's time for Apple to fix texting, and it's got its own hashtag, get the message. And
ooh, it has a hashtag.
Uh-oh.
Now we're serious.
Well, my question is,
run by my aunt?
My question is, do memes still go through the same way? Because that's all that matters. Okay. All right.
Well. None of that. So that's the thing. Photos, videos, they come through tiny, blurry. I mean, there's a difference. And so if you have people with different, you know, if you have a best friend and they're an Android user and you're an Apple user, you know,
you're
not
able. Friends.
No.
We can't be friends anymore.
Texting is tough. So whether or not Apple is going to do anything, I guess it's a simple fix. But it's just a matter of Apple adopting like this other texting system that they just haven't yet. So we'll see what ends up happening. But Google has long accused Apple of bullying. I didn't know that that could be a thing within the texting community, but it is.
What is Peter having? Is he Apple now or what?
Yeah, he's Apple. Okay, he had a BlackBerry for forever.
Yeah.
But his, I mean, Apple is also jerks in the sense that, like, his is practically a brick on account of the fact that it's an older model, and then they keep updating you into oblivion. You know, you guys have experienced that where it's like you have an older model and then next thing you know, like the new update's like, oh, it doesn't work on your sad old phone. You're like, it's 3 years old. You're like, yeah, old. Buy a new one. Russia is saying that we are negotiating a prisoner swap.
For Brittany Griner?
Yeah, for Brittany Griner.
And there's also a Marine that's been locked up in Russia, too. I had no idea. So I think it might be a 2-for-1 deal.
Well, it should be like a 20-for-1 deal if it's this guy, this Victor Boot, who is, you know, the merchant of death, Russian
just that
arms
name
trafficker.
Alone. Merchant of death.
I don't think it works that way.
Yeah. But Russia.
Interesting, a prisoner trade.
Yes.
It's like trading baseball cards. Well, what do you got?
Yeah.
I got a basketball player that was trying to sneak in some weed vape pen.
Well, I have Merchant of Death.
Merchant of Death.
Bam.
Rush is totally making out on that one.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes, they are. I'd like to know the story of the Marine that's over there, though. No one's talked about that at all. It's all just been this grind.
Well, and then there's also, like, a journalist.
I don't think anybody gets any help from the State Department anymore. Like, if you disappear in another country and your family calls,
help.
You think helicopters are going to come in? It's
no.
Like, no, you're on your own.
Yeah, you're on your own.
Yeah, if you're in a kind of country that disappears people, you're sort of, I mean, you know, you disappear in Spain, different. Probably going to get some help. Disappear in Russia? Sorry, friends. You're on your own.
I don't even know what the Russian prisons are like.
Imagine, so there's a TV show, I think it's on Apple TV, called Tehran.
Yes.
And it takes place, I don't know, that's supposed to be the 80s, but the opening episode is these Israelis are on a plane. And they're flying from A to B, and they're flying near Iran, and the plane has trouble, so they have to land in Tehran. And they're freaking out.
Yeah.
They go up to the flight attendant. They're like, we can't land. We'll get arrested. We're Israelis. And I thought, how terrifying that that's a reality we take for granted.
Absolutely.
You know, you got your freedom in your own country, and then you get on a plane, and what happens if they got to land? I mean, and they do how scared they are when they land. It's a little bit more complicated in the scene because there's like a special operation going on. But anyway, I was like, oh, my God, that would suck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
To think that there's a place in the world where if you had to land, you're like, this is not going to end well.
Like me and you are dressed as clowns. We're going to a party. We find out we're landing in a country that doesn't accept clowns.
Uh-oh.
Please don't. Honk, honk. Please don't. Squirting water out of my
rubber noses on. We got the flower that squirts.
You're trying to flush it down the bathroom toilet.
Yeah, so when's that going to go down, that trade?
Well, that's the thing.
Is she going to come home, Brittany Griner? I mean, if you're her family.
If they do this.
Yeah, she'll come home very fast. I mean, just how they're treating her alone seems inhumane. I was reading that she's so tall that when they transfer her, it's like a couple hours just to go to court, that she has to sit in pretty much like a dog kennel.
Well, that's not because she's tall.
You know,
they all have to sit in a jail.
In the Russian
legal system, when they bring you into the courtroom, you sit in a tiny shark cage.
Oh, God.
It's a cage inside a courtroom. It's just the way they do it.
Okay.
So you always know who the person is who's on trial. You know, they're not sitting up there up front next to a lawyer doodling like the American legal system.
Right.
They put you in the shark cage.
Basically, Russia's like, you're guilty till proven innocent. Yeah, we're going to keep you in this cage until your lawyer makes a good enough argument for you to be out of cage.
I honestly didn't think she'd get 9 years. I was like, wow, man.
Oh, that was bad. She didn't think she was going to get 9 years.
All by design, too, because she admitted, you know, guilt. And they're like, all right, well, we want the Merchant of Death back. So
I know.
Here's your 9 years. Wow.
So this guy, I guess the Merchant of Death was brought over to the U.S. from Thailand, like we'd have an extradition with them, in 2008, and sentenced to 25 years for supplying arms for conflicts around the world. Like, he's basically, you know, an equal opportunity arms dealer.
Yeah.
But 25 years at 2008, I mean, you're kind of one of those things where it's like, it's not like he's not coming towards the end unless there's some other twist where they can get more for him. But this is just, I know the whole deal is a little insane when you think about somebody who is an arms dealer. And
that's your name, though. I mean, I know I'm stuck on the name, but Merchant of Death, big party.
People don't seem like they're very supportive of Brittany Griner.
No.
And she's famous. I mean, if it was me or you, no one's going to care. Do you think anyone's losing sleep over me and you getting stuck in a non-clown friendly country?
Right.
We're crying on the news. Our face paint is running. Honka, honka. I'm sorry, I can't turn that thing off. Honka, honka.
Like, what?
Squirts.
I think it's because it's weed.
And it wasn't much. It was just a little bit.
But it was it's kind of one of those things where it's like, it's just dumb.
It is dumb.
You know, it's like, what were you thinking?
Well, that's what everybody keeps doing. But I'm saying it was also bad timing.
Oh, for sure.
You know, when Russia's looking
totally
for pawns,
bad timing.
Yeah, when we need pawns.
Because I'm sure this isn't the first time she had, you know, passed through.
And they play those audio clips of her, man. She sounds so scared. That's what sucks. You know, she's apologizing actually to the city in Russia that she's from and like the Russian fans.
Yeah.
Whereas, it's funny how much money they get paid over there for female Russian basketball players and Russian female volleyball players.
They make some cheddar. So when we're in that non-friendly world where they don't like clowns,
we're so screwed.
How would we be? Would we sound scared, or we'd have to stick with the whole honka honka?
Wouldn't that be great to be a king, like a dictator in an obscure country? We're like, if any mimes come into this country, they're under arrest immediately. Death to mimes.
Yes. Off with their painted face heads.
And mimes don't realize when they're flying near my island that they have plane trouble.
Yeah. And they can't say anything.
Oh. No, they can't say anything. Flight attendant.
Silent protest.
Just making panicky faces in the back.
They didn't sound scared. They didn't sound like anything. But boy, did they look like they were scared, trying to get out of that box.
Don't most mimes have like a teardrop on their cheek too? I guess you could.
Yeah.
So all right, you'd see it in their face for sure.
I'm sad. We're like, well, speak, mime. That would be the thing. Will they go against the mime code and speak? It's like, if you talk, you could get like less on your sentence, but you have to turn your back on your entire mime community.
But we would, I guess, if you were King Jeff, you'd death to them, or you'd just collect collect mimes to perform for you.
No, I'm saying if I was an evil dictator.
Okay.
That would be some evil dictator pimp stuff. Have like a wall of severed mime heads behind my throne. The people are like, this guy's not screwing around.
The painted pike.
He hates mimes.
You don't even bring it up. You know, when people come in and kiss your ring, you're all friendly. Like, we're going to have dinner tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like trying to be like, don't look over the severed heads behind him. He hates mimes.
So many berets.
Yeah, and of course, you have to speak when you're in front of the dictator because he might think you're a mime in disguise.
Yes, it could happen.
Oh, that's so fun. All right, 938-9400. Just tuning in, we got tickets to the Huskers. A lot of tickets, too. Season tickets. We'll let you know here shortly how you're going to do this and how you're going to win these. We're giving them away.
And right, whoever wins, it could be the luck charm. It could be good luck.
Yes.
Because a lot of people feel that, like, we're about ready to turn the corner on this program.
Yeah.
Start making a run again, getting better again.
It's kind of nice because I've had some conversations with some buddies that have talked in the past. I'm selling more tickets. They're like, everyone's excited again.
We need new blood.
Yes. New blood.
We need new perspective. I think people's expectations are at a nice reset level.
And we have Mickey Joseph, that kind of new blood there. That's working out pretty well, so we'll see.
I'm excited just to make a bowl game this year.
Oh, God, please.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Please.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So next hour, we're going to give you a keyword is what we're calling it. And you're going to enter it in the app, the Channel 94.1 app. Okay, that's it. That's all you got to do. And when you do that, you're going to be in the running for season tickets.
For this year.
For this year.
I'm going to be down there. For that first home game is September 10th, Georgia Southern. And I'm starting to get excited, man. It's always... There's a switch that goes off on football season.
Yeah, it is, Jeff. And mine went off this week because of football preseason. Oh, my God.
NFL preseason seems like it's hitting different than it was the last 2 years. Seems like back to normal. And, man, that first Nebraska game, that's going to be in Ireland. I mean, how exciting to watch that on TV. It'll be the first kind of official game, college game of the season. All eyes will be on it for an 11 o'clock game out of Dublin.
Nebraska versus
Northwestern.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's
getting giddy.
That's got some neat momentum.
Yes. I guess they're taking all of the players.
Everybody gets to go?
Yes. Everyone gets to go. Normally it's limited, but why not? Take them all. Let them experience the game together.
Well, when you travel like that, it's that huge bonding moment.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, the Husker volleyball team, one of those years, one of the first times they had won it in the, like, I say the modern era, like it when we've been fans in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Coach Cook had taken the team to China at the start of the season.
That's right.
And they always tell these stories when you travel like that there's huge bonding. Just if it's a weekend hanging together in the same hotel.
We need that. I think they need that as well. And it made me think, how are they flying there? Like, is it a commercial jet or does Nebraska have a plane that can hold 100 and some people?
When I saw, like, for the Big Ten tournament, I mean, they just flew commercial.
Okay.
So, I mean, depending on, maybe a booster will say, like, hey, we'll donate since there's so many.
I'm sure they have a Big Ten hookup. They'll fly Aer Lingus out of Chicago.
Yeah.
The Irish airline. But regardless, they all get to go, which will be really neat.
Yeah, it is. All right, so that's the deal. All right, next hour at 7:30. Keyword. You need to download the app, though. You need the app. So get it on your phone. Get it on your iPad. Get it wherever you have to get it, because that's how you're going to enter yourself to win these season tickets. So tune in. Get the word. Enter it in the app. That's it. And this will be going to be happening this week and next week. We're going to give you all plenty of opportunities to win this thing. All right. Celebrities coming up next. News with the stars.
Will Smith finally seen out with wife Jada for the first time since the slap. We'll give you the details.
Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
So Will Smith and Jada made it out and about this weekend. What's the deal?
They were spotted for the first time together out in public. I can't believe they've laid low this long.
I know. What do you do? Just hide in your mansion?
Why
do they have to hide?
I don't know.
Will's the only one who overreacted, and he finally spoke out, right? He made a comment.
Yes, and to be honest, you don't really see them out anyway.
I think it'd be great that the first time they go out, they're sitting outside at a cafe, and somebody has footage of the waiter coming up and saying something, and then her giving side eye, and Will just getting up and slapping the waiter. She can just activate Frankenstein whenever she wants with a little bit of side
with
eye.
Just a look.
And he has to reach, the waiter goes, Jada, would you like anything? He's like, keep my wife's name out your damn mouth.
She just looks, gives Will the look, and he goes, damn.
Gets him too? Smack. You're like, how many men do I have to hit for you?
Have you ever given your husband that look? I'm kidding. I'm not blaming her for the deal. I don't think she really
cares. Peter has a friend from college, and I remember when we were dating, we went to a house party, and I met this friend. He kind of warned me. He's like, hey, heads up. This guy is a little crazy. And the guy was just totally out of line.
Like he might get out of line with you.
Yes.
And like Peter's like, I don't want to have to hit him.
You mean like touchy?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like completely, like just a feely, a handsy drunk, you know?
I don't know what I would do if that happened to me.
Peter's like, I don't want to have an incident. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I will obviously clean this guy's clock if it gets, but I'm just a heads up. He's going to go in for hugs and stuff like that. And I'm just asking you not to.
Give me side eye and make me punch him.
Exactly. Not, but also, like, not to engage. Like, he was giving me the tools in which to, like, because if you went in blind, you'd be like, oh, yeah, it's my husband's college friend. Like, I'm going to go, or my boyfriend's college friend. I'll hug him and not realize that the guy was, like, gropey.
Yeah, wow. God,
it was unbelievable. Like, seriously.
My little tool of not trying to let my temper get to me years ago came from the movie Pulp Fiction. There's a scene in Pulp Fiction where Marcellus Wallace is talking to Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And he wants him to take a dive in that fight.
Yeah.
And he goes, there's going to be a moment where you're not going to want to do it. You're going to feel this tap on the back of your neck. That's just your ego effing with you.
That's a good
and
thing to remember.
And I just remember taking that to heart, that when you have those moments, sometimes you're like, it's just your ego.
Messing with you.
Like, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And it would get back to your thing where the stronger man walks away.
Stronger man walks away. I don't like confrontation. So I wouldn't know what to do if the sweet Wileen and I are somewhere and somebody was getting all handsy. I would hope to God she would not look at me and say, defend my honor.
And definitely what was going on with the Will Smith, Chris Rock moment was Will Smith's own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Messing with him.
Yeah. Right.
Because you hear that voice in your head and you're like, is that guy being inappropriate with my girl? Should I do something? Is she being made a fool? Am I being made the fool?
Oh, right. Then he got up.
I got to get up.
And you walk three steps.
You walk up and you don't even know what you're going to do at the end of those three steps. Like, I don't think Will knew.
No,
that's the thing.
No, he didn't, and Chris Rock either. I think Chris Rock was gonna. I wish I could see through his eyes to see the look on Will's face as he walked up to him. Like, is he gonna hug me? What's gonna happen?
I know you kind of see that exchange between the two of them because they're friends. They're friends outside of, you know, being celebrity. Like, they're just, and so there's that look of like, what are you doing? Like, are you coming up here to, like?
You know, the sad thing about this also is that Chris Rock's brother used to be great friends with Will Smith.
He's coming to the Funny Bone. I think he's
his
here
brother
this
is
week.
Okay.
This week or next, the brother is
okay because he said that he will never be friends with Will Smith again. And I was
never be friends with him again? The brother,
the brothers,
yeah, because they were tight, super tight. Will Smith and him, and yeah, so many stupid things.
Tony Rock. You're talking about Tony.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Whoever his brother is. I'm that.
Tony Rock.
He's
that's
coming here
name.
September 9th.
Okay.
I think that's his That'll brother, isn't
funny.
It?
I'm not sure. I'm only familiar with Mr. Chris Rock.
Mr. Chris?
Yeah.
Hollywood is paying tribute. Anne Heche, after that horrible accident, passed away peacefully over the weekend. It's insane. This story is just so bizarre.
It's sad.
I mean, everything about it is just heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, what must have happened? The police are like, we're not pursuing the investigation. I mean, obviously they were looking into it when there was a chance of, you know.
I mean, I guess the only thing is it could have been worse. I mean, she could have hit somebody.
Right.
Yeah. I mean you watch the clip. She's flying.
Yeah.
She's doing 100 miles an hour, and you can see on that Ring doorbell, you see it just rip by, and you hear the crash.
It's so sad.
And then you can see the clip of where they pulled her out of the car, and she was moving around.
That's what I can't stop thinking about.
Must have hit her head. You know, if you hit your head in a crash and the brain swells, there's nothing you can do.
So, you know, everybody's reaching out. I mean, it's just, it's
I liked her. I always liked Anne Hayes.
Yeah. And I forgot about the fact that recently she had competed on Dancing with the Stars, and she was so earnest about it. Like, it's so interesting when you see these celebrities go on Dancing with the Stars and how into it they get. Like,
I think it's all or nothing, right?
Yeah.
If you didn't want to be there, it'd be hell on earth. I hate dancing, so I can't imagine putting the work in and ta-da, my last move. Kind of sweaty. Got to listen to the judges tell me how horrible I am.
Like,
I'm going to go 100% all in, and then it must be rewarding.
Sure.
Where, like, I completely swallowed my soul. I have no credibility. I'm really trying on Dancing with the Stars.
God.
And when they give you a 9, you were amazing with the foxtrot.
You're, like, losing your mind.
Crying. I was.
Me? Yeah, you'd be crying. You'd be in shape.
You've finally seen me.
Oh, great visual. Jeff wearing one of those outfits.
I know.
They would probably make it all woke and make me dance with a dude.
I just love it if it's one of those with the deep, deep V, where it's really, you know, the T-shirt with the deep, deep V that goes all the way down to your belly button. And then it's like, you know, all bedazzled. Oh, God, I can see
Jeff wearing this right now dancing.
Yes, I can too. And it makes me happy.
What's a good Anne Hayes movie, though?
What was the one with Harrison Ford?
That was like...
Return to Paradise.
I liked that one.
I thought that was 14 days.
6 days, 7 nights.
Six days, seven nights. Yeah.
I thought that was great. That's the first time she was on my radar, honestly.
Yeah.
Her and Harrison Ford crash on a remote island, and a fish swims in her underwear, and he's got to grab it.
Yeah.
I don't think she was happy with any of those scenes. Like, they made her get wet T-shirt action moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt... That's when she was on my radar.
She had a small part in I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Okay.
I remember she played, like, and it was funny because she was, like, a butcher. Like, she, you know, was, like, worked on a farm. It was her raw, gritty moment. So, yes, Anne Hayes.
Coming up what?
Bullet Train is apparently the number one movie in the box office. It was a slow weekend, but they remained number one second week in a row.
The Power of Pitt, because the reviews say it's terrible. But
I know, but it looks good.
Yeah, it's got a ton of people in it.
Got a ton of people in it, and he just seems so funny. And he's great at all the pressers. Have you seen him? He's been wearing, like, dress. I mean, like, he's a liberated, having fun summer
where
guy.
He was wearing that green linen light suit.
Yeah, that was weird.
And he did like a Cristiano Ronaldo ballerina hop.
Yes.
Did you see that? I did.
I didn't know what was going on. I was like...
I thought he executed a pretty good little ballerina maneuver.
He did a great job.
When he was wearing that green suit and doing the press deal, I thought it was a look-alike and someone was trying to punk us for some reason.
Everyone was making fun of him. Like, one of these reviews called it his green suit a colorful catastrophe.
No!
Like, it was weird. If you're Brad Pitt, you can pull that off.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we got news coming up in a bit. Also, at about 7:30, we're going to get that keyword so you can... You know, get your name in and become a finalist to win those season Husker tickets for this season. So make sure you tune in and get that code, that keyword. We got news coming up, Molly. What's up?
Which room in your house is the heart? Scientists think that they have found the heart of the house.
All right, we'll get to that next. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
This is the Big Party Show
on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.